Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It is that time. The Prayer News Network is on. Amen. We're on live. Amen. We pray you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're your founder and visionary in the person of Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this day. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We just thank God, amen, how the Lord has blessed us and kept us. Amen. Allowed us to see another day that wasn't promised unto us. Amen. We thank God for this night. Amen. We thank God for each one of you, amen, that are coming in, amen, to join us, amen, on this broadcast tonight. Amen. We want to remind you that this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We are, amen, recording, amen, the broadcast tonight. Amen. You can obtain a copy at the end of the program if you so desire to. So we just bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Pray that every one of you had a productive weekend as well as a productive day today. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God glory for all the great things that he has done. Amen. As you're coming on in, we're going to ask that you would reach out to a few people. Amen. Amen. Pray that you can hear me tonight. Amen. We want to reach out. Amen. I want you to reach out to a few people. Amen. And let them know that the Prayer News Network Global is on and that we are on. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Invite somebody to come in and join us. Amen. To be a part of this broadcast tonight. Amen. We just thank God for all things. Amen. We thank God. Amen. How the Lord has blessed us once again. Amen. We pray that you had a great resurrection, knowing that our Savior lives. Amen. Our Savior, he got up out of that grave. Amen. As he said he would. He said, go ahead and destroy his body. But in 3 days, I'll raise it back up again. And truly on that Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Amen. And we know that he's not in the grave. He's not in that sepulcher. But he got up just like he said he would. With all power in his hand. And the good part about it, he died once, he's not going to die again. So our Savior lives, and he lives forevermore. And not only does he live, but he reigns. Amen. He reigns, and he reigns forevermore. So we just thank God for that we serve a living, a risen Savior. Amen. We serve a living Savior. Amen. He's not an idol God. He's not a dead God. Amen. He's not Baal. But amen. He is, amen, a living God. Amen. We thank God for the Son of God. Amen. Thank God for him loving us so well to even go on that cross. Amen. To go to Calvary to save a wretch like you and I. That's love. Amen. There is no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. Amen. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Yes, that's love. Amen. I don't know nobody else that would, amen, amen, literally just go on a cross. Amen. For anybody. But Jesus did that. Amen. So we praise God for him loving us so well. Amen. Even thinking about us. Amen. To give up his own life. He left his home in glory. Amen. To save a wretch like you and I. That's truly love. Amen. So we praise God. And if he loved us this much, amen, why not love him back? If God had loved us so much, amen, why don't we love him back? We ought to love him enough to do what he said. We ought to love him enough to keep his commandments and try to please him and live for him each and every day of our lives. Amen. So we thank God once again for each and every one of you, those of you that are coming in on in. Amen. As you're coming on in, we want to encourage you to reach out to, amen, as many people as you can. Let them know that the Prayer News Network that we are on, Amen. Like the Four stated, this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. As of right now, amen, we are live. I'm your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen.
Muted.
Broadcasting tonight. Amen. One of our previous, amen, sermons and broadcasts, amen, that was already pre-recorded previously. But one thing about it, amen, God, he does all things well. So we just thank God, amen, for all things. And, amen, want you to come on in. Want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen, as you're coming on in. Want you to get ready to hear, amen, what it is that the Lord wants to say, amen, to us tonight. Amen. God's not dead. He's yet alive. Amen. So if God is not dead, amen, that means he's going to speak, amen, to us tonight. Amen. We want to position ourselves, amen, to be able to receive what it is that God, amen, will have us to know tonight. Amen. One word from the Lord can change your situation. I don't know about you, but I got situations that I need, amen, changing. I need the Lord to fix. Amen. And we know that he can do it. We know he has the power to do all things. Amen. So we just bless God. Amen. Amen. We just bless God for all things. Amen. We're not going to, amen, tarry too long tonight. So we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. So we can prepare for the sanctification of the line. But we want to just take time, amen, to acknowledge all of our, amen, leaders and officials.
The recording has started.
For the Prayer News Network, we thank God for, amen, our visionary founder, Evangelist Ned Bradley. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all the advisors. Amen. The Lord, amen, has assigned to this work. Thank God for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. Most of all, we thank God for our covering. Amen. Each one of us, amen, has a covering. And we thank God for our covering. We thank God for our leaders. We thank God for the late Apostle F.T. James and F.T. James Ministry, Mother, amen, James. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, all the other presiding, amen, apostles and bishops, amen, that are in place now. Thank God, amen, for each one of your leaders. Amen. God knows who they are. You know who they are. We thank God for each and every one of your leaders. Amen. I thank God for each one of my leaders. Amen. My late apostle. Amen. My late bishop. Amen. And my, amen, current pastor, him and his wife. Thank God, amen, for my leaders and for, amen, the work, amen, that they are yet doing, amen, in the earth. So we just give God praise. But most of all, we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Can somebody give God some praise? We thank God for Jesus. Amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord, amen, none of this would be possible. So we thank God for, amen, the Lord tonight. Amen. We just thank God for once each one of you once again. Amen. As you're coming into the prayer, amen, the prayer line. Amen. Coming on in, we thank God for each one of you. Amen. Like a fourth day, I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. Begin to approach the throne of grace for our prayer. Amen. Opening prayer and sanctification of the line. Amen. For it stated, you know we cannot go to God any kind of way. Amen. For amen. But we got to be, amen, clean. We got to, amen, make sure the pathway is clear. Amen. So that our prayers will not be hindered. Amen. We want the Lord to hear our prayer. Amen. Psalm says, hear my prayer, O Lord. O Lord, hear my prayer. I know you heard me pray so many times before, but I need you. If you don't come, I'll perish. Amen. So hear my prayer, Lord. And we want to pray, amen, till our prayer reach heaven. We don't want to pray and our prayer bounce off the ceiling, amen, and come on back down. But we want our prayers, amen, to ascend up into the heavens, amen, where God, amen, can minister to our prayers and grant our petition. Amen. Amen. So let us, amen, take a turn our hearts and our minds towards the Lord. Psalm says, amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Lord, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Amen. We have to acknowledge that we need the Lord tonight. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him thanks today. Let's give the Lord thanks tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to take time out to just to thank you tonight. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for the mind to press on. Thank you for the mind to do your will. We just want to thank you tonight. Oh, God, we give you thanks, God. We just want to give you praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Lord, you've been good to us. Lord, you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to thank you tonight. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Who suffered and died on the cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Oh, Jesus, we thank for redemption through your blood. We thank you for the shedding of the blood. Oh, Jesus, we thank you because your blood has power to cleanse us. Your blood has power to forgive us. We thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, as humble as we know how, giving you all the thanks, giving you all the praise and all the glory, that do unto your name, oh God, you're worthy to be praised, from the rising of the sun, to the setting of the same, your name alone, is worthy to be praised, how it's is thy name in all the earth. Oh, Jesus, you're a wonderful Savior. You're a mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are soon coming deliverer. You're King of Kings and you're Lord of Lords. Oh, Jesus, you are everything. You're everything that we need you to be. You're a mother to the motherless. You're a father to the fatherless. You're a sister and a big brother. Oh, Jesus. You're a doctor, oh God, in the sick room. You're a lawyer in the courtroom. You're a friend, oh God, when we're friendless. You're a comforter, Lord. Oh, Jesus. You are peace in the midst of the storm. You're a way maker where there is no way. You are door opener. Oh, Jesus. You're everything. Everything that we need you to be. In the name of Jesus. You're a bridge over troubled waters. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise tonight. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock of our salvation tonight. Hosanna in the highest. We exalt you tonight. We exalt your name. Oh, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Lord. We lift you up tonight. You said you be lifted up from the earth. You were drawn on men. Oh, Jesus. We lifting your name up tonight. We lift you up in how we live our life. We lift you up in what we believe, Lord. We're standing on your word tonight. We're standing on your promise. Your word is true tonight. Your word is right. Oh, Jesus. We're not doubting about the way. Walking in the light. Holiness is right. Oh, Jesus. We have a standard tonight. You got a standard of holiness that we must abide by, that we must live by. Oh, Jesus. You said a highway shall be there in the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Holiness is right. Holiness still stands. Oh, Jesus. Thy word is true, O Lord. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We in the name of Jesus, we beseech you, Lord. We ask you tonight, God, hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Help us not to compromise. Help us not to take down from the standard of holiness. Help us not to turn from the true word of God and turn unto fables. But Lord, help us to stand on your commandments. Help us to keep your word in the name of Jesus. But we know tonight that word is ever settled in heaven. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said, let your word be true. Let every man be alive. Oh God, your word is right. You said, he that addeth will take away. Oh God, take away their part out of the Lamb book of life. Your word cannot be changed. Your word cannot be altered. Your word is ever settled. It's already been declared in the atmosphere. Your word has already been written, it is written, for thou shalt be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. It is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul, even with all thy strength. It is written, thou shalt have no other God before me. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other God before me. Your word is right tonight, your word. Your word is right. Hide your word in our heart, that we may not detour from it, that we may not sin against it. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight, Lord, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Give us the right spirit tonight. Give us the right mind. In the name of Jesus, that is the mind of serve you, a mind to live for you, a mind to do your will, all in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus, move self out the way tonight, so you can have your way tonight, Lord, we ask you to strengthen us where we're weak tonight, build us up, we're torn down, we pray tonight, Father God, that you encourage our hearts. Oh, God, lift us up tonight, Lord. You know, God, you know every ailment tonight. You know every test and trial that we may be faced with. You know, God, you know the afflictions of your people. You heard our cry. You've seen the afflictions of your people. And you come down to deliver us. Deliver tonight, Lord. Deliver tonight, Lord. Set free, God. In the name of Jesus. Lift up thou head. Turn that frown into a smile. Oh, Jesus. Turn it around tonight, Lord. You know how much we can bear. You know the load tonight. Oh, Jesus. We know you able, Lord. God. We pray you bless your people. Bless your people this night. Bless your people right now. Just one touch from you will make our calling it worthwhile. Oh, Jesus. Bless us tonight, Lord. We pray you would touch us tonight. Lord, touch our minds. Touch our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us to keep the faith. Help us not to deny your name. In the name of Jesus. You told us in your word. Oh, man, for us not to cast away our confidence. We have great recompense of reward. You told us not to be wearied in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We pray tonight that you strengthen all of those that may be at the brink of being wearied. Strengthen them tonight, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them to hold on. Help them to hold out. In the name of Jesus, help us to go to the end. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Help us to go to the end. We want to be saved tonight. We want to crown the life which is laid up for us. In the name of Jesus, I press towards that mark. Help us to press on. We got to press on tonight. Oh, Jesus. Help us to stay in the press tonight. Oh, God, we know you even, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to keep our joy. In the name of Jesus, don't let Satan steal our joy. Don't let them disturb our peace. In the name of Jesus, work it out tonight, Lord. Whatever the situation may be, whatever the circumstances are tonight, work it out, Lord. Your people come to this line because they have a need for you, because they have a hunger for you. They're thirsting for you tonight. They come to this line because they want a breakthrough. They want healing in their body. God, somebody needs a financial breakthrough. Destroy and do God. Destroy that spirit of poverty. Break that yoke tonight. Destroy that yoke of poverty tonight. In the name of Jesus. Somebody else got struggles tonight. Somebody else got issues tonight. Oh, Jesus. But Lord, I know you can. And I know you will. You'll fix it tonight. You know just what to do. You know how to do it. You even know when to do it. In the name of Jesus, come through for your people tonight. Come through for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Oh, God, not our will. Your will be done tonight in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, give us this day our daily bread in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight, Lord. Move on this prayer line. Bless every caller tonight. Everyone that's called into this program. Oh, God, every listener. Blog Talk Radio listeners. Bless them tonight, God. Oh, God, bless their home. Bless their families. Meet their need tonight. Oh, God, look on our international listeners. Those, oh, God, that are calling in from other countries. We pray that you will bless them. We pray that you will make ways. Have your way in their lives, God. Continue to draw them. Oh, God, continue to save. Continue to heal. Continue to deliver. In the name of Jesus, set the captive free. I know you able, Lord. Deliver tonight, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you tonight, Lord. Look on all our Facebook listeners. Those that are tuning in by way of Facebook. God, we pray that you will send your virtue out tonight. Send your anointing out tonight. Destroy every yoke, God. Every yoke of bondage, every addiction. Let it be destroyed tonight. Oh, God, let a word be said that will help somebody on their way tonight. Give somebody courage tonight. Give somebody strength tonight. Sanctify us through the truth. Sanctify us through your word. Make us and mold us what you would have us to be. Not our will, Lord, but we pray that your will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you will. We know you got the power. Oh, God, we love you. We glorify you. Oh, God, look on the Prayer News Network, God. Oh, God, look on in a special way. Oh, God, continue to bless each and every one of us, God. Bless our visionary, God. Bless every advisor, God. Bless everyone that's attached to this ministry. Oh, God, bless every speaker, God, that has come forth on this line and that is yet to come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, most of all, we pray tonight that your word may have free course. Let your word go on out in the airways tonight. Let your word find its target. You say your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Oh, God, let your word, do the work tonight. Oh, God, change what needs to be changed. Fix what needs to be fixed. Destroy what needs to be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. For we know that our God is a consuming fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You're real, God. Yes, God is real. Hallelujah. Yes, God is real. He's real in our soul tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us feel your presence. Let us feel your nearness. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. Bless the speaker of the hour tonight. Oh, God, have your way. God, use your servant for your will and your glory. Oh, God, send your anointing tonight, even across the airways, across the telephone line, across the internet. Send your anointing, God. Send your power, the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it fall tonight. Hallelujah, God. Cause the atmosphere to shift. Oh, God, bring about a shift tonight. Shift the atmosphere tonight. Do a new thing tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as you said that you would. Oh, God, do a new thing for us. Oh, God, and even for us and through us, even in our lives tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to believe what you have the scripture has said. Oh, God, out of our belly shall flow river of living water. Give us that living water tonight. Give us the joy of the Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we praise you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're going to do, even by faith. We thank you in advance, even for what you're about to do for us tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for, oh, God, the souls that are going to be blessed and encouraged and strengthened. Oh, God, through the presence and through the word of God tonight. For we know, God, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you for your liberty tonight. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for cleansing us and making us whole. We thank you, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And for that, we say thank you. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. Then from this time forth, even forevermore, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Truly we praise God tonight. Amen. Once again for being on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that has taken time out of your schedule, out of your evening, and even some of you that may be over in the midnight hour, taking time from your sleep to be with us on this Prayer News Network just to hear this broadcast and to hear what it is that the Lord, amen, has to say unto us, amen, this night. Amen. So we just give God the praise. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We pray that you have invited somebody, amen, to tune in to this broadcast, amen, and to join us, amen, so that they too could be blessed, amen, and touched, amen, by the presence of the Lord. Amen. Songs in my mind said, the presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. So we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds tonight. Amen. To hear what thus says the Lord. Amen. For stated, amen, we will be, amen, recording. Amen. We will be playing a playback, amen, of a pre-recorded broadcast. Amen. But want you to know, amen, if God said it, amen, that settles it. Amen. Every word, amen, that God said is always on time. Amen. So we do thank the Lord, amen, for this night. Amen. We can't thank him enough. We thank God for each and every one of you, for all of our, amen, audience. Amen. Those of you that are listening, amen, whatever it means, whatever way that you're tuning into this broadcast tonight, amen. Thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, your workplaces, your automobiles, amen, wherever you may be, amen, at this time, amen. We thank you for allowing us, amen, to be a part of your life, amen. We want you to know today, amen, I always like to say, if nobody told you today, amen, let us be the first to tell you, amen. We love you, amen, with the love of Jesus. We love you from the bottom of our heart, amen, but we also want you to know God loves you best. God loves you so well that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You are loved today. Amen. You are loved this evening. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Amen. You are special in the sight of God, and you're special to us as well. Amen. So blessings, amen, be upon you today. May heaven, amen, smile upon you. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. For this day, we are going to do a playback, amen, of a pre-recorded broadcast. Amen. So I want you to stay tuned. Amen. Be attentive to the word of God. Amen. But just before, amen, we go, amen, and introduce our speaker for tonight, we're going to have our scripture reading coming through. Amen. Sister Mary Holland at this time. Amen. God bless you. You may take the platform. Praise the Lord. Praise
God. We're giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Emmanuel Hope, to our visionaries, Evangelist Annette Bradley, to our PNN advisors, PNN prayer wards, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 5th chapter of Romans, the 1st through the 11th verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. For God commended his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being not justified by his, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Listen to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Mary Holland. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the scripture reading. Amen. What better way to start this program off, amen, with the word of God. Amen. To usher us into the presence of the Lord and to prepare our hearts and our minds to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. From our speaker this night. Amen. Tonight we will be hearing from our own advisor. Amen. Our co-host, amen, Evangelist Diane Bonds, amen. She will be bringing forth the message, amen, tonight, amen, as for stated on the pre-recorded broadcast, amen. But we want you to tune in. We want you, amen, to prepare for the word of God. We want you to, amen, get your pen and your paper, amen, take notes down. Maybe you didn't hear it the last time. Maybe you didn't, amen, missed it. Amen. Well, you've got another chance. God is giving you another opportunity, amen, to hear the preached word of God, amen, and to apply the word of God to each one of our lives. So without any further preliminaries or, amen, hesitation, we're going to now, amen, turn it over to the speaker, amen, the person of our own advisor, co-host, Evangelist Diane Bonds, to break the bread of life unto God's people. God bless you at this time, woman of God. Glory be to God. Amen, Evangelist Diane Bonds, speaker for tonight.
Lord, amen. We exalt thee. Yeah. Oh, Lord, praise yeah. God, amen. When we're singing that, amen, I praise him and singing that at our church, amen. I cannot even get to the whole verse before. Amen. My hands are going up and tears are flowing. Praise God. Amen. So, therefore, I'm wiping. Praise God. Try to keep the tears coming. It's not because there's a praise. Amen. In the atmosphere. Amen. There's a praise in the house. Amen. Amen. We praise God. Amen. I'm like my mom. Praise God. Amen. I feel, amen, something of bubbling praise. God. Amen. This praise, hallelujah, been on me ever since this morning. Hallelujah, amen. Started out, praise God, getting up. Amen, hallelujah. Don't know what it was, but I like what I felt, and I felt what I like, praise God. So I just went on ahead with the Spirit of God and just let it have its way. Hallelujah, but I praise God. Hallelujah, amen. To know, praise God, amen, God is up to something. Amen, hallelujah. I know, praise God, this is election night, and amen, most of the majority, praise God, is trying to watch and see who's gonna come forth. Praise God, amen. But all I know, praise God, is telling my husband, amen, God is in charge. Hallelujah, amen. I know we vote, praise God, but God is still in charge. Hallelujah. He takes down one, put up another. Hallelujah. He does it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't gonna change my salvation. It ain't gonna change my way with God. It ain't gonna change my way with people. Amen, because sometimes, amen, this election, praise God, amen, we have seen it, amen, amen, it's changing, amen, some of, amen, the Christians, praise God, they're like, if you're not in our boat, amen, you're not this, you're not that, oh, Cheerios, amen, get some milk and go to eat it, amen, but I tell you what, this is not going to change me one bit, I'm still a child of God, amen, hallelujah, but I praise God. To know, amen, as long as he in charge, I'm all right, hallelujah. But when man in charge, amen, that's when, praise God, amen, you get a little nervous to know that. But the Bible says that the earth is the Lord, hallelujah, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, amen, hallelujah. So therefore, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, he rules. And he's super rude. Amen. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, God, amen. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. Amen. So we have nothing to fear. Praise God, amen. We just pray, praise God, amen, and continue, amen, to praise the whosoever the Lord choose. Whosoever, praise God, amen. We still, praise God, amen, got to be. Praise God, amen, the child of God, amen, whom, amen, Jesus, amen, has called us to be. Praise God, so our prayers are with the election, praise God, and with the people, praise God, amen, who is, amen, looking to fulfill the seats, amen, that are absent, amen, but yet still, amen, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, we got to keep it a moving. We got to keep it moving, amen. But go with me, praise God, and praise God, amen, for Evangelist Bradley, amen. Thank God for you, hallelujah, and all the PNN, praise God, amen. Prayer team, advisors, praise God, amen. Give an honor, praise God, to all of you, praise God, amen. And just, amen, that helps to make up this gathering, hallelujah, praise God, amen. And we're just so grateful today about what he's doing, what he has done, what he has brought me through, what he has brought me out of, praise God, and where he's taking me to. Hallelujah, praise God. So I thank God for you tonight, amen. I ask you to pray for us, praising God, amen. Thank you, praise God, amen. Minister Emmanuel, amen. Awesome prayer, praise God for you. Thank you, Amen. So much praise God to all of you again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. But go with me, praise God, amen, and pray for me. Amen. We'll be coming from Joshua, amen, the 24th chapter. Hallelujah, amen. And we're going to begin, amen, at, amen, the 14th verse, amen. Joshua, the 24th chapter. And, amen, I back it up. I'll go right there to the 13th verse, amen. Joshua 24 and 13, amen. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, a city which you did not, which you built not, and you dwell in them, and the vineyards, the vineyards, and the olive yards, which you planted not, do you eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. We'll terminate our reading right there. Praise God. Amen. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer, amen, look like I'm leaving out, but, oh, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, amen, 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 amen. Talking about Joshua, amen, and how God, amen, hallelujah, amen, revived, amen, the children, praise God, amen, and Joshua, amen, amen, was trying to, hallelujah, instruct them to know, praise God, amen, that since you're on the other side, amen, there's a new way, amen, but the Lord, amen, has to let them know, look, I have given you, praise God, amen, lands and houses that you did not even build, amen, I bless you with them, praise God, amen, ain't it something, praise God, how we soon to forget where the Lord has brought us from, amen. My theme for tonight, praise God, thought for tonight is me and my house, amen, 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 me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, amen, amen. We'll soon do forget who brought us over and who blessed us and who built and who made a way for us, amen, amen. We oftentimes, praise God, amen, asking the Lord, amen, to give me this, or that you bless me with this, and that you give me this, and Lord, if you just, amen, if I just had this little bit right here, amen, and after the Lord blesses us with it, amen, we forget, praise God, amen, what we had made a vow to him, amen, if you bless me, God, amen, but we come to let you know today that Joshua, praise God, amen, hallelujah, stood up, praise God, and let him know that, amen, amen, that the little G-O-D-S, amen, amen, you, it's not it, praise God, amen, you need somebody, praise God, amen, I don't know what your God is tonight, praise God, of whom you are serving, and amen, but the Bible said, praise God, amen, that you need to make a choice, amen, it's like, is it going to be, amen, the little G-O-D, or is it going to be the capital G-O-D, amen, but we come to let you know, praise God, amen, that, but it said in the word, if it seems evil to you, if it seem evil because we clap our hands and if we speak in tongues and if we run up down the aisles and if we go to church every Sunday and if you see us reading our word, if that seem evil unto you, praise God, amen, amen. We come to let you know, praise God, hallelujah, you need to choose whom you're going to serve because this way, praise one, God. Come on here, God. You can't satisfy, God, two women at the same time. God. Somebody's going to go lacking. One's going to get this one more than the other one, God. Amen. But the Lord, praise God, amen. The word is saying, God, choose you, God, this day whom you're going to serve. Amen. It's just like the election. Amen. They choose it, God, whom they think, praise God, amen, is going to do better, God, than the other ones. But I've come to stand to say today, God, if they're not born again, if they're not kept, amen, amen, except in Christ, if they say, God, I don't care, God, if they got trillions of dollars, I don't care, God, if they stay in the biggest mansion, I don't care, God, if they got 10 cars in their garage, if they're not born again, they can't really tell me nothing, amen, you got to be born again, of the water, and of the spirit. Then after you have experienced that, then you can come and talk to me. Hallelujah. Amen. But all they do is telling lies and jives. Lies and jives. Amen. That's the way the enemy works. He'll make it look good to you. He'll make it sound good to you. But once you get on this turf, he'll change colors on you. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to make up our mind. Who we going to choose? Who we going to serve? Glory to God. Amen. Make up your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Because all this material stuff, amen, is getting ready to evaporate. Getting ready to get out of here. Well, God, because we see. Hallelujah. Look like the more money you make, the more you got to keep working. Hallelujah. Look like the pockets, amen, is not as full as it used to be. Oh, glory to God. And we see jobs are closing. And really, it's more jobs now than ever. Great God Almighty. Why? Because people are not going in their places and working when COVID-19 is still in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. So people are saying, we're hiring. You don't hear much of nobody getting fired, but you see the signs in the yard. You see the signs in the company. We are hiring. Great God Almighty, amen, but we come to let you know today, it's time to make up your mind. Hallelujah, you've been praying long enough, married at a little lamb, hallelujah, been praying it long enough, hallelujah, because you're on this topic. Set on a puppet, Muppet. Hallelujah. Oh, great God Almighty. But it's time after the rods and the nutty rods. It's time out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To know. Oh, God. I got plenty of time. Baby. We come to let you know. Time is winding up. Hallelujah. You see the destruction in the land. Time is running up. Glory to God. So this truth, amen, the world say, if it seem evil unto you, glory to God, to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. You got to serve one another. Serve the devil, and you're going to serve God. Hallelujah. You better make your mind up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I made my mind up one day. Hallelujah to God. Son of Saul says, I went to the church last night, but my heart wasn't right, but something. Something got a hold of me. It got in my hands. It got in my feet. It got in my heart. Hallelujah. It got all over me. I Jesus. My look to me, Jesus. My joy in the time of sorrow, God. To me, Jesus. My hope for tomorrow, God. To me, Jesus. Great God Almighty, God. To me, Jesus. Give me Jesus, my peace giver. Give me Jesus, oh God, my real in the middle of a real. Give me Jesus, my life. Give me Jesus. Who he is, whom you're going to serve. But if it seem evil unto you, they may just ask the question. But if it seem evil, unto you, hallelujah, but you go back to serve them little gods, hallelujah, the little gods don't have no power, but I serve a God that has a God fire, God, he has a God fire, just call him in the midnight hour, hallelujah, get called to your rescue, hallelujah, he's always on time. Hallelujah. We got so many now little G.O.D.s going up and down in the earth. Hallelujah. But we come to let you know today, whatever your little gods is, it won't last. It won't last. It don't have power. Great God Almighty. But we come to let you know today, choose you this day. Make up your mind. Hallelujah. Make up your mind. Hallelujah. That me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I can say what I'm going to do at 324 Sycamore Circle, zip code 30721. Hallelujah. At the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Charlesburg. I know what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve him with gladness because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You see, in the morning, midnight hour, I can call on it. Great God Almighty, I ain't got the drink, no Bud Light, dead. I don't have the drink, no roller cloud to get this high. This high come natural. Thank God, God. Hallelujah. It comes with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like a shield. Come with a tongue. It comes with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And the Spirit of God give you utterance. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. If I hide, great God Almighty, you don't want to come out. If I hide, great God Almighty, you can scream. You can holler. You can jump. You can shout, great God Almighty, with this Jesus, hallelujah, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve him with every strength of my being. We're going to serve him, hallelujah, we're going to lift him up. That's my choice. I can choose anything else, but I choose Jesus. Glory to God, me and my house, we're going to lift him up. We're going to serve him. Hallelujah. I don't know what your God is. Hallelujah. But we come to let you know today, if I were you today, I would choose, glory to God, a God, hallelujah, that you can have eternal life with. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Said, I have given you land which you did not labor, in a city you did not build. Glory to God. Amen. If we take it, amen, we did it ourselves. I got this. Hallelujah. I bought this. With all my mind. I'm rich, girl. I got all this. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, good girl. Uh-huh. Amen. If you got a rabbit foot up under your shirt. Amen. You call it luck. Amen. But I call it a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The word said, amen, the song says that we sing, all these blessings are mine. All of these blessings are mine. Amen. And the song says, count your blessings one by one. Count so many blessings. See what the Lord has done. Glory to God. Amen. And the people after they said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To know. Hallelujah. Choose you this day. Whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah. Amen. On the other side, when I was out there in the world, amen, I was serving the little God, having myself a good time, thought I was. Huh? Thought I had it going on. Serving the little God. Huh? But if it seems evil unto you, then you go, you serve that. But for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. A house of prayer. A house of fellowship. A house of joy. Huh? The God I serve, it brings me so much joy. So much peace that passes all understanding. Glory to God. I can call on it. Hallelujah. Any time of the night, the morning. Amen. He never forsakes me. He never leaves me. Hallelujah. He made ways out of no way. Glory to God. He loves me in spite of it all. He don't judge me. But he loves me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me and my house. When I mean me and my house, hallelujah, when it's coming up, amen, my girls was here. My boys was here. But since they're gone, they still, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I already decree and declare what we're going to do. It doesn't matter what it looks like. How they walking? They may be walking pigeon-toed, four-legged, moon-walking. But me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me and my house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They may be in a busted paper next week. But me and my house, I may be broke, busted, and disgusted. But me and my house, hey. Glory to God. Me and my house. Hallelujah. I'm talking about this temple right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Come what will, go what may. Me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Choose ye this day. Whom you're going to serve. But as for me, amen, I'm not moving. I'm like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. My mind is made up. Hey, God, it may get worse for it get better. But me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. There's joy on the Lord's side. Peace on the Lord's side. Give us on the Lord's side. The song says, come on over the Lord's side. Come on over Lord's side. Come on over Lord's side. Joy the Lord's side. On the Lord's side. Happiness, Lord's side. amen. But for me and my house, hallelujah, amen, my mind's made up, y'all. We're going to serve the Lord, come what will and go what may, glory to God. We're going to serve the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Choose ye this day. Who are you going to serve? Hey, some feel like, amen, for not going in the towel. Somebody said, throw your hands up in the air like you just don't care, hallelujah. Just walk away, praise God, amen. It ain't going to get no better, hallelujah. Oh, God, just go away. Find something else, amen, more pleasurable, amen. But y'all, my mind made up. We come to let you know, stay on the boat. Somebody says, stay on the ship. Don't move. Don't move. Stay there. There's joy, happiness, peace on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But for me and my house. As for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. And we're going to serve him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord, amen, for you tonight. Thank you for your prayers. Praise God, amen. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. And you continue to pray for us. Hallelujah. Amen. That we stand and be strong. Praise God, amen, in the Lord. Angelus, praise God. Bless you.
I'm going to serve the Lord. 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 My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. That's the reason why I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Have you made up your mind that you're going to serve the Lord? Is your mind made up tonight? Amen. Is your heart fixed and your mind made up? Amen. To serve the Lord. To go all the way with Jesus. Amen. Or are you undecided? Amen. Maybe you are undecided and you have not made up your mind which way you want to go. But tonight, make a decision. Amen. You can't keep on, amen, straddling. You can't keep on, amen, one foot in and one foot out. But you have to make a conscious decision, amen, whose side you want to be on. All of those that are on the lower side, stand up if you're on the lower side. Amen. If you're not on the lower side, then whose side are you on? Amen. But as for me and my house, amen, we declare tonight, as for me and my house, this is what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Thank God for the messenger coming through Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. Tonight is something for each one of us to think about. Have you made up your mind? Amen. Who are you going to serve? You can't serve God and mammon at the same time. You cannot serve God and serve the devil. You got to make a choice. You got to make a decision. You want to serve tonight. Amen. If you serve the Lord, amen, you could be the servant of righteousness. But if you choose not to serve the Lord, you will be the servant of sin. Amen. And you will obey your master, which is the devil. And you will do everything that he tells you to do because you don't have the Holy Ghost power. But tonight, you can receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That power that will cause you to make the right decision. That power that will cause you to do the right things. The power of the Holy Ghost that will cause you to live right, cause you to love right, and it will cause you to speak the truth in your heart. Amen. Why not let Jesus in tonight? Why not allow the Lord to come into your heart? Amen. And let Jesus make his abode with you tonight. He said in the scripture, me and my Father will come in and we will sup with you. Glory be to God. You can have sweet communion with the Lord tonight. All you got to do is make that decision. Amen. Just make that choice tonight. It's just that simple. Amen. But as for me and my house, amen, you got to get personal with it. Because everybody may not want to go. Everybody may not want to serve the Lord. But amen, what I chose to do is personal right now. But as for me and my house, amen, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Make up your mind tonight. Amen, that I want to serve the Lord. Amen. After hearing, amen, such an inspiring message, giving us something to think about. Are we really on the Lord's side? Are we really on the Lord's side? Are we doing what God will have us to do? Are we living that life of holiness each and every day? Not just on Sundays when you go to, amen, the church or the temple or the place of worship, but even when you're not, amen, at church. Can you still live holy in your home? Can you still live holy on your job? Can you live holy in the grocery store? Can you live holy in your neighborhood? Amen. Can you live right every day? Hallelujah. It takes the Holy Ghost, and it takes the power of God. And the only way you can do this is you got to choose the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. Tonight, after hearing the word of God, amen, maybe there's somebody on the line, and you, amen, may say within yourself, I choose to serve the Lord. Amen. I want to make up, amen, my mind tonight to make this, amen, decision to serve the Lord. It's the right decision. You ain't got to contemplate it any longer. It's the right decision. Serving the Lord is right. It's the right thing to do. Amen. So tonight, amen, if that's you on the line and you're tired of being a servant to sin, you're tired of being a slave to sin and to unrighteousness, and you want to choose the Lord tonight, amen, you may push *6. Come on over to this platform that we may pray the prayer of faith with you and lead you into salvation. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Amen. If not, amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight on the line? Amen. Maybe you need prayer for yourself. Maybe you need prayer that God will strengthen you and give you a closer walk. Maybe you're battling. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling in. I'm requesting prayer for my sister-in-law, Dorothy Hall. She needs prayer because the doctors have given up, but I'm saying God hasn't said she's gone yet. So I'm requesting prayer for her and for my home church, Hepzibah, and also for me. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will. Amen. Take a prayer request before the Lord. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Praise the Lord.
How you doing? This is Gwen, and I'm calling to request prayer for my family, for my son, Levantius Brown, so that he will stay focused in school. And a general prayer for the work release ladies and anyone incarcerated. Thank you. And God bless you, and thank you for being in, and Minister Bradley as well. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for your prayer request. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight?
Praise the Lord, man of God. God bless you tonight. Just want to remember Evangelist Bonds tonight. Remember Brother Bonds, her husband, he had surgery today. And just want to pray for a speedy recovery for him. The surgery went well, but we just want to continue to lift him and lift them up in prayer.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We'll keep them lifted up in prayer tonight. Amen. Any other prayer requests? Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests tonight?
Oh, man of God, listen, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Ben Bradley. Go ahead.
Also want to remember Brian, Brother Brian Johnson. He is scheduled for a procedure as well. I think he's had it yet, but Brian Johnson, we want to lift him up in prayer as well.
Amen. God bless you. We got that prayer request. Amen. God bless you. Any other prayer request? Amen. Anyone else?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, my name is Eudora, and I'm from the state of Florida. I was calling to ask for prayer for my son's friend, our classmate. He has lupus, and it seemed to be, you know, taking a little toll on him right now. He's lost his appetite, et cetera. So if you all would give him a prayer and keep him in your prayers and a prayer of healing, if not total healing, just improvement. Thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you.
Bless you. And what's your name again?
My name is Eudora. His name is Mark Dawkins.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God for a prayer request that has come in. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Any other prayer requests before we go to God in prayer? Any other prayer requests before we go to God in prayer? Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin. He was in a bad car accident. And I'd like to ask prayer for my granddaughters. They are feeling under the weather. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. And we have the prayer request. God bless you. Amen. We praise God tonight for, amen, the prayer request that has come forth tonight. Amen. We know that God is able. Amen. We know God is able to do all things. We know that God is a God that does answer prayer. Amen. He's a God that answers by fire. Amen. We pray, we believe God. And after we pray the prayer of faith, after we get finished praying, amen, then we give thanks. Amen. Meaning, Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Lord, we thank you for answering. Lord, we count it done already. Because Jesus said, Father, thank you for hearing me when I pray. For thou always hears me when I pray. And we have the same confidence tonight that every time that we bow down and pray to our God, that we have a God that hears us. Amen. And he answers. Amen. So tonight, we believe, amen, when we pray, amen, that God is going to manifest. Amen, that everything that we're praying for tonight, we're touching and agreeing. Amen, that God, amen, is going to perform and do the will, do the work. Amen. If we pray according to the will of God, amen, whatever the will of God is, amen, sometimes our will may not be God's will, but we have to bring our will into alignment with the will of God. Amen. We say, Lord, if it be thy will, hallelujah. Lord, if it be thy will, let it be done. Amen. And whatever the will of God is, amen, that's what we want tonight. Amen. And we got to, amen, we learn to accept what God allows. We learn to accept the will of God. Amen. Whatever the will of God is, we pray for the best. And we know that God is always going to give the best result. Amen. And we realize that sometimes God does not answer the way we expect him to answer. Sometimes God does not do things that we expect him to do the way we expect him to do it. Amen. He does things in his own way. But whatever way God chooses to do it, it's going to be the right way. And it's going to be the best way. Glory be to God. I found out for myself, amen, that God, he does all things well. Amen. So tonight we want to touch and agree, and we want to pray the will of God. Amen. We want to pray God's will tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm reminded, amen, I was praying for my brother. Amen. My youngest brother, amen. He fell sick. He fell ill. And we, the family, we, the church, we were praying for recovery. We were praying that God would heal his body. Amen. We were praying that God will restore his health. Amen. And we were praying that God, amen, will cause him to live and not die. Amen. But my brother began to pass. Amen. After some time, my brother began to pass. Amen. He died. Amen. And we begin to, amen, at first we begin to feel a little cast down. We begin to feel like, amen, we were disappointed because God didn't answer our prayer. We begin to feel as a family and as a church like we were let down because God didn't heal, amen, the way we wanted him to, amen, heal. But God began to speak to us and began to speak to the church. And God began to say, I healed him. Amen. God began to say, amen, I healed him. I didn't do it the way you wanted me to do it. Amen. But I healed him. Amen. He's healed. He's not in pain anymore. He's not suffering anymore. I healed him. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And when we begin to see, amen, the will of God, when we begin to accept the will of God, amen, we was able to rejoice. We was able to be able to acknowledge, amen, that the work is done. And God healed him the way he saw fit to heal him. Glory be to God. I don't even know why the Lord has given me to, amen, share this with you tonight. But if God don't do it the way we want him to do it, it doesn't mean he didn't do it. He just did it in the way that he chose to do it. Amen. The way that was perfect for him. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is accept the will of God tonight. Amen. Come on and let's accept the will of God. Whatever way God see fit to do it. Amen. We're going to accept the will of God. And we're going to believe God tonight. Amen. For the saving of these souls. Amen. That's what's important. Are these souls saved? Amen. Do these souls have the Holy Ghost? Amen. The prayer request that you brought forth tonight. Amen. The people that you're standing in the gap for. Amen. Are they saved? Do they have the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. Have they been born again? Are their sins forgiven? Have they repented? Amen. Have you led them into the confession, the prayer confession, to accept the Lord as their Savior? Are they ready, amen, to meet Jesus? Are they ready, amen, to go back with Jesus? Amen. Glory be to God. That's what's more important, that their soul is saved. Amen. That they have made, amen, preparations to meet the Lord, that they got their business fixed with Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Have they repented of their sins? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to heal us tonight. God wants to heal everybody. He want to heal the sin-sick soul. He want to heal that sick body tonight. Hallelujah. But most of all, he said it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. And we pray tonight, we want to pray for the saving of the souls, those that are not saved. We want to pray for the saving of their souls tonight. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your salvation. Thank you for the plan of salvation tonight. Oh God, we thank you for your word that we heard tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You said if my people which are called by my name shall turn in the name of Jesus, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Father God, we pray tonight that your people which are called by your name, that they will humble themselves tonight and pray, oh God, that they may seek your face, that they may turn from their wicked ways, from everything tonight that is not like you, and turn back to you tonight, that you may forgive their sins, and that you may heal their land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God, that you cause the spirit man to line up with the word of God. We pray tonight, Father, after the spirit man is lined up with the word of God, that you bring the body into subjection to the word of God and to the will of God. You said in your word that it's not your will that any should perish. Oh God, you're not a God that aim will have us, that desire us to be broken. You're not a God that wants to see us walking around afflicted and wounded in our body and spirit, but you are God, a God that can heal, a God that can send restoration, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I know you're able tonight. You see the need tonight. You heard the prayer request. You can do something about it, in the name of Jesus. You know these souls tonight. You know where they stand. You know tonight if they have chosen the Lord as their personal Savior. You know tonight, God, that they have been forgiven of their sins. You know tonight, God, if they're sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray tonight for each one of these souls, name by name, one by one, name by name, we pray tonight for their soul and for salvation, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, Father God, if they're not saved, we pray that you will save them. Oh God, they don't have the Holy Ghost, if they're not sanctified, we pray tonight, God, that you will sanctify them through the true word of God. Cleanse their heart tonight. Wash away their sins. In the name of Jesus. I know you're able tonight. And if they don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and the Spirit of God give the utterance, we pray tonight, Father God, that you will baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Give them the Holy Ghost tonight. Give them a do right mind. Give them a do-right spirit, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Oh, God, do it tonight. Lord, do the work in their lives. Each one of them, Father, those that are saved tonight, we pray you will strengthen them. Encourage their hearts. Give them the faith to believe on you, as the scripture has said, to believe on your name, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, do it. Oh, God, you're concerned about our souls. You're concerned about our natural being. You're concerned about the spirit man. And you are concerned about the natural man. But cause the spirit and the natural man to come into agreement, to come into alignment with your word. That word is true. That word is pure. Sanctified through the truth. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look on the prayer list tonight. Look on to the Betty tonight, as she stands in the gap for her sister-in-law. We pray tonight, oh God, you have mercy. You got the last word. You got the last say so. Her life is in your hands, in the name of Jesus. You know her beginning, and you know her end. You know that appointed time, regardless of what the doctor says. The doctor may say one thing, but Lord, you got the final say-so. You got the final word. You got the time clock, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, if it be in in your will. Give her more time and more years to her life. If it be your will, oh, Jesus, your will is what's best. In the name of Jesus, we pray the will of God tonight over this soul. In the name of Jesus, you know who she is. You know where she's at. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look on Dorothy Hall tonight. Look on his soul, Lord. Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy tonight. Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's saving in that great name, Jesus. There's healing in the name, Jesus. Jesus, Lord Jesus, we're calling on you tonight. We need your help. We need you like a fish need water. We need you, Lord. We need you right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but Lord, Lord, we need you right now. We're calling on you, Lord. Come to our rescue. Come see about us. You know how much we can bear. Jesus, you know the pain tonight that the body may be in. You know every ailment tonight. Oh, God, you created this old body. Yeah, glory be to God. You created us. You made us. In the name of Jesus, you know every organ, you know every pulse, you know every heartbeat, in the name of Jesus, cause that heart to line up, cause that heart to beat right, in the name of Jesus, you know tonight, look on her home church, whatever the need is, whatever the prayer request is, with Jesus. You build the house tonight, Lord. Oh, God. You be in full charge. You be in control tonight. You be the head of the house. You be the good shepherd tonight. Oh, Jesus. You said in your word, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. You build the house, Lord. You established the church, God. Oh, Jesus. Look on the pastor, Lord. Look on the fellow ministers. Look on every lay member of the house. Look on the mother board. Look on the deacon board. Oh, Jesus. Set your house in order. Set your house in order, Lord. Fix what needs to be fixed. Oh, Jesus. Whatever needs to be change. You do it, Father, according to your will, according to your word. Let everything be done decently and in order. Oh, Jesus, we pray your will tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, look on Sister Gwen, look on her tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we pray for Sister Gwen tonight. We pray that you complete the work, complete the work tonight, that you started in her life. Finish the work tonight, Lord. Finish the work in her life, Lord. Oh, Jesus, finish the work that you started in her. In the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Whatever the need is tonight, do it tonight, Lord. Give her that hunger for you. Give her that desire for you. Give her that thirst for you tonight, and for your word, that you may draw nigh unto thee. Oh, Jesus, give her that power tonight. Oh, God, the power of the Holy Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, sustain her, Lord, keep her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, regulate her mind, regulate her heart, order her steps in your word, lead her and guide her, direct her into all truth, in the name of Jesus, I know you have a Lord, look on her son tonight, Devontae tonight, Devontae Brown, look on this young man, you know all about him, Lord, you know his mindset, you know his heart tonight, you know the direction that he may be headed into, well, Jesus, if it's not the right direction, we pray tonight, Father, that you turn him around, turn him around, cause him to make a U-turn, put him on that street called straight, put him on that path of holiness, that path of righteousness. For your name's sake, in the name of Jesus, if he's not saved, save his soul, sanctify him, fill him with the Holy Ghost, give him that keeping power, to keep his body, and to bring it under subjection, to the will of God, and the word of God. I know you're able, help him to abstain from idols, help him to a stable worldly, worldly lust, in the name of Jesus, worldly desires, I know you able, make him what you having to be, make him be that man of righteousness, in the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord. I know you're able tonight, oh God, look on the women at the Work Relief Center, every woman, every female, look on them tonight in that center that she's requesting prayer for, in the name of Jesus, save their souls, fill them with the Holy Ghost, cause them to make the right decisions, cause them to do the right thing, cause them to be the mother to their children, in the name of Jesus, I know you able, take out the worldly desires, take out temptation, take it out their flesh, take it out their heart, in the name of Jesus, help them to die to sin, help them to die to unrighteousness, fill them with the Holy Ghost, give them that keeping power, you say you will keep them in the hour of temptation. I know you able, Lord, go into the men's prison, look on the men that are incarcerated, every last one of them, deliver them, Lord, deliver their souls, if you don't deliver their bodies, deliver their souls, set them free tonight, in their mind, in their spirit, forgive them for their wrongdoing, forgive them for what they have done, the crime they committed. Forgive them, Lord, and grant them grace. Give them grace tonight. Give them mercy. Be merciful unto them and bless them. Cause your face to shine upon them. I know you able, Lord. Work a miracle. Work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle, Jesus. Hey, glory. I know you able, God. I know you can do it. You have no respect of person. You did it for some of us. You worked a miracle in our lives. You delivered us from a world of sin. You made us whole. You sanctified us from the filth of the flesh. You baptized us with that keeping power, which is the Holy Ghost. You turned us around. You cause us to live right, you cause us to do right, hey, glory, in the name of Jesus, Lord, do it for them tonight, Lord, do it for them, right now, right now, do it right now, deal with their hearts, deal with their minds, deal with their souls, draw Draw them to repentance, huh? Draw them to you, Father, huh? Draw them to salvation, huh? Let them say, huh? What must I do, huh? To be saved, huh? Help them to choose the Lord, huh? As their Savior tonight, huh? Save their soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. You said you will have mercy on whom you will. Have mercy on them tonight, Lord. Hear their prayer tonight. Grant their heart desire. Oh, God, send on healing tonight. Send your healing virtue, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on Evangelist Bond tonight. Look on the speaker of the hour tonight. Oh, God, show her body. Show her right now, God. Anoint her for that service. Real anoint her, God, to do your will. In the name of Jesus. Bless her home. Bless her family. Bless the fruit of her body. Bless her offspring tonight. In the name of Jesus. Bless generation to generation. Bless, Lord. Bless right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know you're able, Lord. We're asking you in faith, God. Look on the woman of God. Look on her household. Look on her companion. Look on her husband right now. Touch Brother Bond. Oh, God, breathe on him again. Breathe the breath of life. We declare tonight that he shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, raise him up tonight, Lord, give him strength, strengthen his feeble body, touch him right now, God, touch, Lord, send your angels down, to minister to him, send your angel, God, your healing angel, God, Raphael, God, send your angels down, hey, God, send your angels, down to his bedside, right now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, look upon him tonight, touch his body, Lord, hey, God, we pray for healing, heal, Lord, restore tonight, give him speedy recovery, in the name of Jesus, I know you were able, Lord, give him a testimony, how you brought him out, how you raised him up, how you healed his body, in the name of Jesus, we know you were able tonight. You did it before. You can do it again. If you call Lazarus from the dead, surely you can touch his body. You can heal him of his condition. In the name of Jesus, we count it done right now. We believe on your name. You got the power, Lord. You got the power. You got the power tonight. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you for the healing of this soul, this body. Oh, God, look on right now. Look on Brother Brian Johnson, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on him right now. Look on Sister Carissa Johnson. Oh, God, touch him tonight. Lord, touch Brother Johnson, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch his heart. Touch his mind. Touch his soul, work in his life, in the name of Jesus. Work on him, Lord. Work on him, Jesus. I know you're able, Lord. Lord, do it right now. Lord, do it right now. I know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, you know what needs to be done. Give the doctors what to do. Guide their hand in the name of Jesus. As they do, God, as they do the procedure, guide their hand, in the name of Jesus, send your angels, God, to hoover over him, to keep him covered, under the blood of Jesus. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over. When you see the blood, you will pass over. Keep him covered, under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen and heal him, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord. Right now, God. Do it right now. I know you're able, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look to the elders. Oh, God, they called him asking for prayer for her son's classmate. In the name of Jesus. Look on Mark right now. Mark Duncan, God. Oh, God, heal his body. Oh, God, heal. Heal his body. Oh, God, purify his bloodstream. In the name of Jesus. I know you waver, Lord. Oh, God, move. Move the pain and ache. Move the misery. Move the uncomfortable, oh, God. Move it, Lord. Move it right now. Oh, God, give them rest. Give them comfort today. Ease the pain, Lord. Give them strength, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now that you take them through. Take them through, Lord. Oh, God, take them through. And if he don't know you as his personal Savior, you be the judge. But if he don't know you as his personal Savior, we pray right now that he will receive salvation. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord God. And your righteousness is the God of our salvation. In the name of Jesus, heal his body tonight. You are a healer. You are the great physician. You are the healer tonight. You never lost a patient. You got more medicine in the hem of your garment than the doctors have in the medicine cabinet. You are the great healer. You are the great physician. You are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Hey, God, you are the healer tonight. We acknowledge if you don't do it, it won't be done. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord heal, it won't be done. But we're asking his faith. We're asking you, Lord. Lord, do it. Do it for these souls. Lord, do it. Lord, do it for us. If you choose not to do it for us, we ask you to do it for your namesake. Do it for your namesake. Lord, do it for your namesake. Because your name will not be marred. Your name will not be mocked. Do it for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, you told to be still and know that you are God. You will be exalted. Be exalted, Lord. Be exalted in the earth. Be exalted in the lives of these people. You be exalted tonight, for thou art God, and beside you, there is no other God. You are God and God alone. You know what to do. You know how to do it. You know how to heal. You know how to deliver in the name of Jesus. And we're asking tonight that you heal. We're asking tonight in faith that you deliver. Set free according to your will. Your will be done. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Not our will, but your will be done. And Father God, we accept your perfect will. We accept the perfect will of God, that your will, it will be done as you so desire, as you please, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, glory be to your name, God. You are God and God alone. And Lord, Father God, we submit to you. We submit to you tonight. We know that you are in control. You're in control of everything. Our life is in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you are acquainted with our ways. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. You are acquainted with us, God. You know all about us. Lord, you know our name. You know who we are. You know where we are. in the mighty name of Jesus. There's nothing, oh God, about us that you're not aware of. You know everything about us. You know every function that's going on in the body right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father God, we pray that you would take control. We pray that, oh God, that you would heal. We pray that you would save, deliver, and set free. Encourage the hearts of men tonight. Help them to believe on your name. Help them, oh God, to believe, oh God, for the healing of their body and for the saving of their souls. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you, God. We accept your will tonight. We accept your will. My soul say yes to your will. My soul say yes. Yes to the will of God. Not my will, Jesus. Not my will, God. But your will be done. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need this day. Give us what we need this day to sustain us, to keep us, in the mighty name of Jesus. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. Never let us be put to confusion. Oh, God, you said in your word, you said, oh, God, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, you said you would shorten the days. Save your people, Lord. Lord, save us. Even in this ungodly time, even in this perverse and backwards generation, Lord, save our souls. We want to make heaven our home. We want to go back with you when you come. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen your people, God. Strengthen the hearts and the minds of your people, each and every one that come to this line. Strengthen them, God. Encourage them to hold on and to hold out. Take us through, Lord. Oh, God, we're praying to go through. We want to go through. Help us, oh God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. Oh God, do it for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. All these blessings we ask, and we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise right now. Amen, right where you are. We pray the prayer of faith. Amen. Now let's thank the Lord in faith. Thank the Lord by faith tonight. Thank the Lord by faith tonight. Give the Lord some praise. Open your mouth wide and give the Lord some praise. Come on and bless God with the fruit of your lips. Come on and bless him with the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and bless God with a surrender heart. Come on and bless God with a humble spirit. Come on and bless God tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Because I know Jesus will fix it for you. Amen. We bless God tonight. Amen. For the prayer of faith and of healing. Amen. We praise God for the prayer of faith and healing. Amen. We touched and agreed in prayer tonight. Believing God. Amen. For the saving of these souls and for the healing of the body. Hallelujah. We know God is able. He hasn't lost no power because the blood still works. Amen. The blood of Jesus is still healing. The blood of Jesus is still cleansing. And the blood of Jesus is making everywhere whole. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. For the prayer request that we have prayed over. We believe God. Amen. We believe God tonight that God is going to prove himself and that God is going to come out on top. God is going to give us the victory. Amen. I don't know when. I don't know how. All I know, God is going to do it. Amen, because he's faithful to that promise. If God promised you anything, amen, expect it to come to pass. If God said he's going to do it, amen, trust him, believe him, wait on him, and keep on praising him, because he's not a man that he should lie. Amen, if he said he's going to do it, oh, he's going to make it good. Amen, so we give God praise, we give God glory this night. We count it done. Amen. Most of all, we got to accept the will of God. Whatever God allows, amen, we got to accept the will of God. Amen, because he knows what's best. And he does all things well. One thing about God, he don't make no mistakes. God don't ever mess up. Sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we make the wrong choice and the wrong decision. But God never makes a mistake. Everything that God does is perfect. His ways are perfect. The ways of God are perfect. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank God tonight. We serve a perfect God, a God that cannot and will not ever mess up. Hallelujah. Are you glad about it tonight? I'm so glad that I serve a perfect God. Hallelujah. So tonight, people of God, we thank God, amen, for this broadcast. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that took time out of your busy schedule, out of your evening, amen, to join us this night, amen, on this broadcast. We pray that you have been blessed. We pray that you have been inspired, encouraged. Amen. We pray that your faith is reaching out to God. Amen. Let your faith reach out to God tonight. Make up your mind, I'm going to trust God with my whole heart. Amen. I'm going to trust God. Amen. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. But in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him because I know he shall direct my path. Put your trust in Jesus. Amen. He'll make everything all right. Amen. So, people of God, we thank God for each and every one of you, to all of our listeners, to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, to our international listeners. Amen. To our Facebook listeners, those that are listening through, amen, iPod, however way that you're listening to this broadcast tonight, we certainly, certainly thank God for each and every one of you. We pray that you have been blessed tonight. We pray that you have been encouraged through the word of God. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer will fix it every time. Amen. I'm a witness. I know what prayer can do for myself. I tried prayer. I tried Jesus, and it worked for me. Amen. It will work for you. Amen. So tonight, people of God, if you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Amen. We do, amen. We'll try to get this broadcast, amen, to you upon your request. Amen. To all of our international listeners, those that are listening from other countries, amen, if you desire a copy of this broadcast as well, you can reach us by texting us using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international callers, those that are calling in from other countries, if you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Upon your request, amen, we'll try our best to make sure that you get a copy, amen, of this broadcast. And if you have not gotten your copy that you have requested, amen, please be patient with us. Amen. We know a lot of requests are coming in. Amen. Night after night. Amen. It does take time. Amen. But please be patient with us. Amen. That we may, amen, grant and fulfill your request for every request of the broadcast that you have requested that you may not have gotten. Amen. At this moment. Amen. Pray for us. Amen. Because we want to do God's will. Amen. We want to be all that God is calling us to be in these last and evil days. People of God, we love you, and you're special. Amen. You're special in the eyesight of God. Everybody is somebody. You are somebody special. Amen. To God and to us. So we thank God for you. We want you to lift up your heads. We want you to be encouraged. Amen. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What God has started in your life, Amen. He's able to complete it. Amen. Let God complete what he has started in you. Amen. By, amen, yielding yourself to the Lord each and every day of your life. And God will take complete control, amen, of your life. And he will get the glory out of you. Amen. People, God, we love you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for your patience, for your listening ear. Amen to this broadcast. Amen tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, everyone. Thank God for our speaker tonight. Amen. Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Choose the Lord. Amen. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. Those of you that are on the line that may not be saved, it's time to get saved. Coming to the line is good, but what good is coming to this line if you're not going to repent, if you're not going to be born again? Jesus told Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again." You must be born again. Born of the water and born of the Spirit. You must be born again. This is a requirement. This is something you got to do if you expect to go to heaven. Amen. Flesh and blood is not going to enter into heaven. Flesh and blood shall not enter into the kingdom of God. But you must be born again. Amen. We tell you the truth because we love you. We want to see you saved. We want to see you delivered. We want to see you encouraged. Amen. To continue on with the Lord. Amen. So we're praying for you. Amen. You and your household. You and your family. We are praying for you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Let's pray one for another that we may be healed spiritually and naturally. Pray one for another. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow night, same time, same place, at 9 p.m., if the Lord shall say the same. Amen. For you, I am praying. Amen. This concludes our broadcast. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for everything that has been said and done. We thank you for every prayer that has gone up. We thank you for every scripture that has been read. We thank you for every song that has been prayed. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise tonight. You be glorified in our bodies and in our souls and in our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere, those far and near, those on the line tonight. God, we pray that you will bless your people. Oh, God, bless their homes, bless their family. Make ways, make provisions for them. Supply their every need according to your riches and glory. Save the unsaved, reclaim the backslider. Oh, God, fill with the Holy Ghost, strengthen those that remain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you do this for your name's sake. Bless the Prayer News Network Global. Bless the founding visionary. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone that labor. Oh, God, to see to it that the work of the Lord go on. Bless in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you do these things for us. We'll give your name the praise. And
this session is no longer being recorded.